Watch.
It's not gonna be clear. It's okay.
No mic.
Can we do this here?
Just an option. It's right before Hanukkah. Yom Tov Hanukkah, the Yom Tov of Oyer, where the Torah, Sforim say, it's the Zgadus, revelation of the Oyer Shemel HaMashiach. Bring out the oil to the outside, the mitzvah the ketchilos to light the Neir Chanukah outside the Pesach Pesoy, b'chutz. As we're bringing the oil, the oil of Torah, the oil of Melech HaMashiach, it's called chitzonis. Chitzonis is the oil, it's the external part of the creation of the Bria. So we'll try to explain it step by step. The sugi of Hanukkah. As we say, start the remes. It's from the keich, says there's a remez on the mitzvah of Chanukah by the Muhammad that Yaakov had with Esav, last week's parsha, Muhammad that he had with the Malach of the Sarah of Esav. And as I'll say, Chazar Acha Pacham Ketanim, that Yaakov even forgot Pacham Ketanim, small sort of kettles, or Pacham Kelim. And the Rekech says that this Maram is on the Pach Shemel Shel Chanukah. On the Sherish, the root of the Nes of Chanukah was what Yaakov sort of forgot, and now he obtained that Pachim Ketanim. And that was the whole struggle that he had with the Malach over this Pach Shemel Shel Chanukah. Cheskuni and other Mepharshim say that the Chazal Mamtzi this drasha that Rosh Yaakov Levada Chazal Chapachim Ketanim. So he derived this drasha because Levada is interchangeable with Lekada. Levada, a bez and a kav could be interchange, so the vav is like the kad is for a kad, pach, kad shemen shel chanuk. So you can say the Ramah says that the Krishna's Levi mentions that the Nes Chanuk is not mentioned in Shnayis only one time, the Agav. And all the halachas of Chanukah, everything about Chanukah is only mentioned in Gemara. So the Kedushas Levi says because it's a ner, it's an oyer which is b'chutz, in the outside. We know Gemara is basically based on brises. Gemara is mishnayos, it's brises. Brises is a lashon outside. It's chutz le beis medrash from Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Mishnah is, means the Torah that was learned b'fnam, in the Beis Medrash of Rabbeinu, of Rabbi, and the Brais is mentioned is outside of the Beis Medrash. So since Chanukah is an area of the outside, so it's mentioned in the Torah and the Gemara also, not in the Mishnah, which is the Torah, which is in the Beis Medrash, inside, it's mentioned in the Torah that's learned in the outside of the Beis Medrash. Because that's the nature of Chanukah, it's an area of Bechutz. So the Gemaramis, we know there's Lamed Vav Masechtes, which have Gemara, these are the Lamed Vav Neris Chanukah, 36 Neris Chanukah, which is 36 Masechtes that have Gemara. There's 60 Masechtes altogether, 60 Mishnayos, and Lamed Vav Masechtes of Gemara. So it comes out there are 24 Masechtes that don't have Gemara, and there's 36 Masechtes that have Gemara. Together it's Samach Masechtes. So Lekadoi, like the Remes, Levada is Lekadoi. So Kav Dalet of the word Lekadoi is inside the word. Kav Dalet. The Lamed Vav of Lekadoi is outside the word. So that's external, that's the Lamed Vav Masechtes. And Kav Dalet, the Sefer Tzir says that Samach, the letter Samach, is connected with Kislev, that the Rebbeinu created the Chodesh Kislev with the letter Samach. So Samach is Samach Masechtes. After 24 days of Kislev, tonight, which is the 24th day, so we finished the 24 Masechtes that don't have Gemara. And now, after 24, he found the Shaman of Chanukah, which is the Lamed Vav, Neris Chanukah, which they have Gemara. So it's a combination of this Likadah, Kav Dalet and Lamed Vav. Together it's Samach, it's connected to the whole Chodesh Kislev. You know that Chodesh Kislev has to enlighten the long nights of Tevis. Tevis is called Leila Tevis Varuchas. The menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, they gave oil, they put oil in the menorah, so it should be able to light even the long nights of Tevis, the longest nights. So if you have to light Tevis too, so from the beginning of Kislev to the end of Tevis, you have 60 days. So 60 Masechtes. But since Tevis is a very hard Chodesh, it's a Chodesh, big night, so you have to be Makdim, you have to light the Neris Chanukah before the start the later Tevis Aruches. So you started in Chodesh Kislev. So about from the beginning of Tevis, we already ended the Lamed Vav Neris Chanukah, the Samach Masechtes, and now we could illuminate the whole Chodesh Tevis, the whole later Tevis Aruches. So that's the Remes. I would think that the Meramis, this Indian of bringing out the light of Chanukah to the Bechutz, to bring it out, the Lamed Vav Neris Chanukah, the Lamed Vav Masechtes, bring it out Bechutz. But let's go into the Parsha, more Pi'in, the whole Indian of Chutz and Pnim. The Indian of being a Chitzoni or being a Pnimi, that's basically the chilik, the major chilik, the fundamental chilik difference between Esav and Yaakov. Because Esav, the Torah mentions on Esav, he is Ish Sada. Ish Sada means he goes to the outside, he goes to the fields, he goes to the outside. He's sort of an external person. And Yaakov is a Pnim person, he's Yoshev Yeholim. He's inside. He's in the house, and Esav is in the field, and Yaakov is in the house. So, you have to understand why is this such a fundamental subject. Chilik of Yaakov and Esav really should be Yaakov is the big, the Tzadik, Esav is the Rosha, Yaakov is the Torah, Esav is the Ra. It's very Interesting, the Torah should, it's hard to understand, the Torah should mention in the beginning of Esau and Yaakov. Esau was Esh Soda, Yaakov was Esh Behola. The Torah should have said that Esau was a Rosh and Yaakov was a Tzadik. You find always when you have to be connected, you have to have any business with Esau. We find a few times in the Torah that Klal Yisrael Tzadik used Malachim for that. Malachim, Yishlach Yaakov, Malachim sent angels, Malachim to Esau. When Moshe, Klal Yisrael sent Malachim, wanted to ask something from Edom, Yishlach Yisrael, one pasuk says Yisrael, one pasuk says Moshe, Malachim alada. Send Malachim to Adam. Not only that, the Lashon that they used, when they said that the Rosh took us out of Mitzrayim, that's very interesting, because that shows a lot. That the Lashon is, Vayishlach Malach Vayitzayin in Mitzrayim. Malach, the only time I think it says the Torah that Lashon only sees Mitzrayim, he sent a Malach and took us out of Mitzrayim. Sent Moshe, calls him with the word Malach. That's when you have to do it Adon, there's a special emphasis of Malach. See, there's a Novi, it's called Malachi. Malachi a Novi, and he starts with the whole Indian of Ach Esau, the Yaakov. Yaakov is a brother of Esau, and Oyev is Yaakov, is Esau, son Esau. And he speaks about the whole Indian of the difference between Yaakov and Esau. And his name is Malachi, there's a Machlokes in the Gemara, what's his real name? It's Malachi is his real name, if not, so you see, even though it's not his real name, he uses in this nevuah, he uses his name Malachi. He's a Malach. So you see that a few times that Esau has to do with a Malach, and when Esau has a Muhammad with Yaakov, you find that Malach came down to have Muhammad with Yaakov. The Tsar of Esau, a Malach, which is the Tsar of Esau, had this Muhammad with Yaakov, and Yaakov was Zoichet, the name Yisrael, because he was victorious over the Malach. He was victorious over a Malach. So you have an Adam, and you have not an Adam, but a sort of, who's the imitation of Adam, which is called Esav. Yaakov is the Adam, Shifrid Yaakov, and Shifrid Adam Rishon. Yaakov is a resemblance of Adam Rishon, the Teferis, the sort of the Yofi, of Yaakov, the beauty, I don't know how to say it exactly, of Yaakov is a resemblance of Adam Rishon. Yaakov is called the Adam HaShalem, the perfect Adam. And Esav is an imitation of the Adam. He's called Edoim. Edoim in Tanakh is many times called Duma. Esav is called Duma, Doima. Doima, he imitates Yaakov. He's an imitation of Yaakov. So there's the Yaakov, and there's the imitation of Yaakov, which looks like Yaakov. In other words, externally he would seem like, to look like Yaakov, but the Pnimius is the exact opposite of Yaakov. There's the Esav and there's the Yaakov. First, when you say pnimius and chetzonius, you have to define it first. What does it mean when you say someone is an internal person or someone is external? What's the meaning of it? A pnimi and a chetzoni. Basically, the precise definition of the difference between a pnimi and a chetzoni means someone who uses his senses of the neshama, the way a neshama sees, the way a neshama thinks, the way a neshama, everything, all the senses, the way a neshama looks at things, a person is a neshama and a guf. So if you're an ish neshama, you're a neshamatic person, so then it means you're a pnimi. And if you're an ish guf, if you live with your physical senses, and everything that has to do with physical, that's what really matters to you. That's what you say something exists, something doesn't exist. What does it mean exist? Something is meaningful, something is irrelevant. What does it mean meaningful? What does it mean irrelevant? So if you're a neshama, so everything, the neshama is the one that decides. The neshama is the one that decides if something really exists or not. The goof, no, that's a tough one to the neshama. And if you're a goofni, everything that what's considered real, what's considered real existence, is anything that could be sensed by the goof. Emotion. There are two people going into a tzaddik. Let's say the tzaddik, is a tzaddik emes, and he travels, you know, if he's a chassidish tzaddik, and he has a tish Friday night. All the chassidim come, and he's a guest in a certain city, whatever. A lot of people come, and a lot of chassidim come, so many people in the city come to the tish of the tzaddik. It's a very big crowd, it's full. Full, completely full, the whole smadrish, the goylum. And there's nice singing there, singing zmiris, the chassidim, the tzaddik, nice, it's a very nice atmosphere, nice songs. The tzaddik says Torah, he says nice Torah too. And there's a tzaddik, tish of a tzaddik, Friday night. And he asked someone, "You were by the tish?" "Yeah, I was by the tish." "What do you see by the tish?" "She's going to tell you. It was a crowd. Mom was impressive. And there was such a big crowd. Mom was guests coming to Shabbos. And the whole Mom was packed to, completely. And the outside, people standing on the outside was Mom. She was very, he's very enthusiastic about the crowd that was there. He is a chetzen. He's a complete chitzen. Someone is going to tell you, it's nice singing. It's very nice singing. Nice, beautiful singing. He's a little more pning. But he's also chitzen. Like this, you have many types of people. Someone is going to say, it's nice Torah. That's really, that's very, that's fine. That's guns good. Nice Torah is very good. But a real pning is going to tell you, you ask me if there's a big oilum, so I said, yeah. I didn't notice, maybe. Yeah, I think it was a pretty night, yeah. Singing? Yeah, of course, I Friday night, you sing. Yeah. No, nothing special, completely. You like the tish? Of course. What do you see there? The Shekhinah was there. The Shekhinah Kedoshah was there. There was a Shiraz Shekhinah. How do you know there was a Shiraz Shekhinah? It was there. What do you mean, how I know? It was there. That's it. That's a pnimi. That's a pnimi. It means he uses his neshama. His neshama is the one that decides, it's keveya, what happened there. He's a ish neshama. He's a pnimi. So first, the Adam should be Adam Aleli, should be Doima LaKadosh Baruch Hu. Doima, when you see someone who's Doima, it can mean he imitates him. Like a Talmud of a Rebbe, you could say he imitates the Rebbe. He's a carbon copy of the Rebbe. You know, everything the Rebbe does, he does. He acts like the Rebbe, he talks like the Rebbe. His whole way of tnuas are also like the Rebbe. Everything's like the Rebbe. He imitates the Rebbe. And if you are imitation, that's called sheker. It's not emes. It's a imitation means that it's not the real. It's not the real thing. It's only a cheap imitation. It's not the real thing. Real thing means emes. If you see a Talmud, the Talmud became illuminated by the Rebbe. The Rebbe lit up his neshama like a madlik, miner, liner. He he had a neshamadiki connection to the Rebbe, and this is what he was mekabel from the Rebbe. That's not an imitation. When you light one nair from the other nair, the second nair is not an imitation of the first nair. It's not just imitating the first nair. It's not just a duplication of the first nair. It's like the first nair. There's no difference. It's an hamshacha of the nair. It's a malvik min nair the nair. Adam is Adam al alien. He's sort of a creation, sort of structure that's doim al HaKadosh Baruch. And you can be doim al HaKadosh Baruch because you are illuminated by the Shechina Kadosh. You are hamshach of the Shechina Kadosh. You are mamish, you have ashras Shechina. You are beis hamikdash. And that's a Adam diktushin. Or you could be a certain, which is called shleimus, it's called a certain perfection, but it's not real perfection. It's imitation. If it's not ruchnis, if it's all gashmis, it's only imitation. It's not the real thing. It's not the real amis. There's a amis shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a divine amis, an amis which is the real amis, the amis of Hashem, which Chazal say, Chasamay shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu amis, the signature of the Rebbein Shem is amis. The Rebbein Shalom is the Amos. And we know Adam is called the Yitzira Shel Amos. And the Rebbein Yoni has the plashon that Amos mi Yisoidei HaNefesh. It's the Yisoid of the Nefesh, the Yisoid of the Neshama is a Yitzius, which is a creation of Amos. Amos seems like abstract. Amos is tangible. Amos. There's an emes. Call it. It's in the Olam Aruchni. It's tangible. It's the real. It's a metzias mamish. You could feel. It's like in the Olam Agashmi. You could say you could feel it. You could see it. You don't have to feel it. You could see it. You could feel it with the senses of the neshama. It's the emes. It's the real emes. It's chesam shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he says that the Adam is a mispikatan of emes. Emes is Aleph Mem Tov. The mispikatan is the few. You don't. You say the ones. Not the decimals. Not the tens and the hundreds. The ones. Adam. So the Adam is the mispikatan. Gematria nine, just like Emes. Yitzir Shel Emes. Titan Emes LeYaakov. Yaakov is the Emes. There's a Malach and there's Adam. There's a difference between a Malach and Adam. In a certain way, you could say a Malach is bigger than Adam, but we know that the Emes is that the Adam is everything. Adam is the is everything. Everything revolves around Adam. Adam is the center of creation. He's the nucleus, the center of the whole creation. Everything is. He's the purpose of creation. He's everything. Adam is bigger than Amal. What's the difference between Adam and Amal, and what's the mile that Adam has over Amal? So the Ri says that Amal is a chitzayni and Adam is a pnim. I'll explain the rule. There's the Indian which is called a Yichud. Yichud Kitchubrich Shkanta, Yichud. A Yichud, let's say a marshal, two people meet and they have a Yichud, means they have a certain connection, one to another. There's an Indian which is called Kitchubrich, that's a Banishlal, of course. Shkanta is always a Lakus, godliness, as serving like the Sherish, the source of all creations, is called Shkanta, Shkanta. Godliness that could be revealed in creation is called Shechina. It's also the Rebbeinu Shalom. Everything is one. It's Echad. But the Elokus, godliness, which is above creation, is called Kitcher Bricha. Yichud Kitcher Bricha Shechina means the revelation that they're all one. The Elokus, which is above creation, which is higher than creation, and the Elokus, which is in creation, is really one. It's the same thing. That's tachas, the purpose of all Torah mitzvahs, that we say Shem Yichud Kitchen Rechish. We are megala, we're revealing the godliness, the lakus, the revelation of the Rebbeinu, which is higher than all all finite mitzvahs, all creation, everything that's finite, that has a gvul, is one with everything that's in creation. So every such yichud brings a new creation to the world, just like you have a mashal in this world, that when you get married, ish and isha is a yichud, which is a resemblance, a dugma of kitchur v'chishchinta, and they have children, there's a yichud and there's children. Every yichud brings about new creations. There's a yichud which is called a yichud through dibur, through speaking. This could be understood, such a yichud. In other words, I talk to you, so by talking, by having a common language, a common understanding, so we know one another. We have the same language, and we understand one another. We have a mutual understanding very much, and we know one another, and we have could act together, and we like one another. It's like a good chavrusa, good friend, best friends, whatever. It's a connection which has to do with understanding. I understand you. You understand me. I understand your feelings. You understand my feelings. And, of course, there are many levels on that, many madrigas, but that's all called a certain yichud, which is understandable. But there's a yichud which you can't really understand. We have this mashal in this world too, that you can't really understand. It's rooted in a higher koyach hanefesh, which is lamaila. We don't understand exactly how it works. It's called a zivug, that the Rebbein Shem is mezavig zivugim. A marriage, like it's a marriage is supposed to be, was not a marriage that's based on tithes and gashmis. A marriage is called a zivug. When someone marries his zivug, that means that they are connected because they're the same neshama. Not because they understand one another. That's only hachana for the zivug, it's a preparation for the zivug. That's not the sherish of the zivug. They're connected because they're the same neshama. Notice this, and how it comes revealed, really, in a true way, is something which it's like we call it in our language, maybe, just in a subconscious way. In other words, what a zivug does, when a person gets married to a zivug, and that connection becomes expressed through marriage, is because it opens up a certain, arouses a certain chelik of the nefesh that he can't even explain. He can't explain. The zivug bein ish l'ishta is something that's not because they understand one another, not because they're compatible, not because nothing. Because the inyan is an inyan of which is higher than seichel, it becomes nizgala, it becomes revealed in the inyan which is called the Baruch Hu created the inyan of marriage, and it's lemaida min haseichel. It's higher than seichel. You can't understand. Now it's rooted in certain. In certain parts of the feelings of a person that's unexplained. But the Rish says that a malach is created from a yichud which is called dibur. Like the Benjamin talks to Kiviyachal, the sherish of creation, and through that a malach is created. Notice the relationship the connection that a malach could have with the Rebbeinu Shlomo is through something that could be understood. But the connection that a person has with the Rebbeinu Shlomo, since he was created through a yichud, which is lemaila min hadibur, that's not dibur, it's called a yichud like a chasana, like a marriage, so it's higher than anything that could be explained. It can't be explained. It's like, it's just, I know this English word for it, because I don't think the Amos Oyen could have such a word. It's the Amos of Achdus, the Amos of Yichud, which is Lamayim and Aseichel. It's higher than Seichel. So a Malach, since he could only be connected to Hashem through something that could be understood, Ruchnius. The Oilam Aruchni, how Ruchni is in the Oilam is Al Yainam, spirituality, as you would call it, ruchnius. In the Olam Zalyonim, a Malach sees ruchnius, he sees the Rabbeinu Shlomo. He lives in a world which the external part of the world is also Elokus, is also godliness. He's connected to Hashem because, like you would say, there's certain spiritual ways to connect to godliness, whatever, and you can be connected there, and the Malach has a connection to it. The concept is that, as I would say it be short, that the difference between Gashmis and Ruchnis is an external difference. It's not an internal difference. Internally, in Amis, Api Amis, there's no difference between Gashmis and Ruchnis. Gashmis is just as much, the Rebbeinu Shlom is, you could find the Rebbeinu Shlom is just as much in the Olam HaGashmi like he's in the Olam HaRuchni. But you have to have an neshama for that. You have to have a neshama and define Gashmis in a different way than the Guf defines it. You have to have a neshama to understand, to find the Rebbeinu Shlom in the Olam HaGashmi, and then you would find the real Elokus, the Elokus which is not subject to Olam HaRuchni, it's just as much in the Olam HaGashmi like it's in the Olam HaRuchni. The whole tachlis of a neshama coming down to this world is to connect itself to find the Rebbeinu Shlom in a world which the chitzonius conceals Elokus, conceals the Rebbeinu Shlom. It's a choshech. Toshes choshech v'yelaylo z'olam hazeh adoyim l'laylo. This world and the external part of the world, it's choshech. Choshech means you can't see the Rebbeinu Shlom here. You can't find the Rebbeinu Shlom. It's a very dense choshech. But only in the neshama. Only a neshama, which is a pnimi, could find the Rebbeinu Shlom in the Olam HaChoshech too. That's the real reason why tzaddikim are very much, they work very much on being behester, being concealed. Tzaddik nister, aragonus. Tzaddikim always look, they don't like his galus. They don't like revelation. They always go into the concealed world. Not because of Gaiva, because they're afraid of Gaiva, these things. That's a chitzonius to get down. It's not the real reason. The real reason is because in Pnimius, the Rebbeinu is in the Olam HaPnimi. The Rebbeinu is in the Olam, they seek the Rebbeinu where he is. He is in the Olam HaPnimi. There's many people that have to express everything, have to show everything. Everything. So he's more like a malach. A malach dances and sings and shows his lahavas b'chitzonis. He's a chitzoni. He lives in a world where everything is chitzonis. He expresses himself in a chitzonis way. Adam is more a pnimi. He's more prone to be someone who doesn't express himself in chitzonis. He's dovek in the Rebbeinu Shlom in a way that pnimi legamer. You can't tell anything. Talmidim of the Rebbe of Lublin used to say that the Rebbe of Lublin, before he did a mitzvah, he could see a big Islahavis, a big dveikus, a big, he could see mamish, the way he goes, the way he prepares himself to the mitzvah. Mamish, everything. Shas, he did the mitzvah. When he did the mitzvah, it was betachlis apashtus. Plain, simple. He couldn't see anything. But the ones who understood, the ones that really were Mavina, they saw that then he was in his highest madrig. When they couldn't see anything, when it was plain, Pashit, Baruch, Atah, Hashem, plain, Lahadik, Nayachanike, you couldn't see nothing. It was a different person wouldn't see anything. The Anshe and the Shama saw on him, they felt, they were masik, then he was in his highest madrig. Adam is a pnimi, means it's a different type of advaikis. You have to be really on the madrega to understand. As much as you're on the madrega, as much as you'll understand what we're talking about. It's an inyan that is completely neshama. It's a different language, a language of neshama, a feeling of the neshama. The whole purpose of a person coming down to this world is like the pasuk says in Tehillim, the whole capital that speaks about the tachlis, purpose of Adam coming and Shem coming down to this world, Hashem Chakatani Veteida, the whole capital Kuflamates, speaks about the whole thing that the Shem was once in the Adam Eli, and then it came down. And it says, V'ayma, I thought, when I came down to this world, Achoshech Yishifeini, the Choshech, the darkness of Olam Hazeh is going to overcome me. It's gonna take me. You know, it's gonna conquer me. Together, it's gonna overcome my whole thing. I'll be in the Choshech. Choshech Yishifeini. It's gonna cut me off from the revenge of Chas V'Shalom. Choshech Yishifeini. But really, I found out the secret. The Laila, this Laila, this Olam Hazeh, Hadayim al Laila, Oir Badeinu, it became light. And he says, Gam Choshech, even Choshech, Lo Yachshech Memeka, from you. A Choshech is not a Choshech. A Choshech doesn't work against you. A Choshech is not Choshech from you. Who's you? The Nesham is a part of you. Gam Choshech Lo Yachshech Memeka, V'Laila, the Laila Kayam Yor. The night lights like the day. Kachasheicha ka'era. The choshech and the ur is the same thing. Notice it's like three madregas. First, you could see in the choshech too. You could light up the, like today, you have an electric. You see in the choshech too. You have a candle. You see in the choshech. Gam choshech le'yachshech memeka. You could light up this choshech. Then you could change over the whole choshech. Just like Yom, it's just like the sunlight. There's no difference at all. Not you lit up the Choshech, there's no Choshech. When the sun comes, when it's Yom, it's not you lighting up the Choshech, there's no Choshech. No, find the Choshech, look for the Choshech, it's not there. But Laila Kayom Yom. And the third madrig is that the whole subject of Choshech and Ur, and you have to look for Ur, and you have to be Vatal Choshech, is irrelevant. No Choshech, Kachasheich of Ur. When it comes to the Rebbeinu Shleim, the whole, it's not the gay. It's not the gay. It's irrelevant. What's the difference between Choshech and Ur? It's the same thing. Kachashech HaKar. So of course, this is a madriga of a neshama. When you talk about madrigas, you have to know every Yid who has a chelek al karma has a shaykhs with these madrigas. And he could reach a certain madriga of these madrigas. But this is a madriga which is the tzaddiki amas really. With Zoichet, these madrigas, it's like they're living in a different world. Oilem and Neshamas, different senses, different way of looking, different way of hearing. Their Shmi is different, their Ri is different, their feeling is different. They're Ish Neshama. It means, and why we don't have a Sog in that? Because as much external we are, that's much we can't understand the Pnimi, because the Pnimi has different senses. This is called the Oyer HaGonus of Tzadikim. The Oyer, which is the branch and guns of the Tzadikim. The hidden Oyer, the concealed Oyer, which is, you have to be a Tzadik, and a Tzadik Emes to be massive this Oyer. This is the Oyer, which the branch was going to, as much as you learn Torah, you zeichet to this, you mekayim the Torah, and learn Torah, you zeichet to this world, to this Oyer. Yaakov was victorious over the Malach, he defeated this Malach. And the Malach of Esav, the Malach is a Chatzaini. Esav is a Chatzaini. Esav is under the Malach. He's under the kingdom, the Shlita of the Malach. He's not bigger than a Malach, he's a Chatzaini. Adam has to bring Galakus to the Malachim too. He has to show to be zoichet to his pnimis of Elikus, and then he's mevarer the Malachim too. In other words, he brings out the Elikus to the outside too. He's maler the Malachim. Adam Yaakov is Adam is sula mitzvah arutz of Roisha Megi Hashemayimah. He connects Shemayim and Eretz. No difference in Shemayim and Eretz. Hashemayim Lashem. Shemayim is Lashem. But the Oretz, not in the Bnei Adam, he gave it to Bnei Adam. Adam could find the Lekus in the Oretz too. The Adam takes away this difference between Shemayim and Oretz. He connects Shemayim and Oretz. Adam is a sulam, is a ladder, mitzvah, so Yaakov saw this ladder, v'roisha megiyah shemaim, v'namalachay elukim, oyle v'yardim, but the aliyahs and the yiridahs of the malachay elukim are all through the Adam. Adam malach is gematri sulam. Adam is the sulam, which is, he's mal of the malachim, he's more of the malachim, he's the one that all the malachim, These are made to, they're like Talmidim of the Adam. The Talmidim of the Adam, they serve the Adam. Adam brings out a lekus that to the Malachim too. That's why good Malachim are called Malachi Shalom. And the Malachim that are snagged to the Adam, they fight with the Adam, they're so much chitzoni that they're not maskim. They never agreed to the creation of the Adam, and they're mekatrig, and this is the Yetzirah, and this is the Sarah Beisov, and they all say like, my Anish Kisiskirani, who's the Anish? Who's this person that's so chashiv? We're much bigger than the Adam. They think they're much, they're chitzoni. They can't understand Adam. They're chitzoni. It's like you go to a tzaddik. There are many types of tzaddikim. Of course, all tzaddikim are the main tzidkus, the main kedushas, pnimis, much more than it could be held in the outside world. The anshei neshama, the shamanic person, the dveikus, the connection to the Baruch Shalem is in a very, very concealed, pneumistic way. But the certain tzaddikim also bring it out in the open. Let's say you give a marshal to two tzaddikim, to known tzaddikim, and the oil machsidis, I would say. I'm more familiar with the oil machsidis, so let's say the Sanzerov, you would say, and the Rizhin. Sanzerov was a tzaddik that you could see his tzidkis. Day and night, he served the Rebbe in such a way, which is ma'alim derech ha'teva. One tzaddik once said on the Sanzerov, Sanzerov is higher than time, ma'alim nazman. So he works higher than the laws of time. Because 24 hours a day he learns, 24 hours a day he davens, and 24 hours a day he gives stuck. So he's ma'alim nazman. He didn't sleep, he didn't eat, he ate, but didn't sleep. And he gave tzedakah the mile of derech ha'teva, and he was misagiv himself, and also gufim, yom of alayla. He was a machine that served the Rebbe Shlom. It's not shy, higher than teva could, than a person could do. Everyone saw his tzedakahs, it's a real tzedakah. The original was a tzaddik who could sit in his room and wouldn't see nothing. Wouldn't see him learning, wouldn't see, even davening was very conceited. Davening hardly moved his lips, and well, old tzaddik Hador knew that the original is a Beis HaMikdash. The original is a Beis HaMikdash. So a malach who is a mekatri would say like this, would say on the rishonim, he would say, "Ma anish kisis kirana? Who's this rishonim? What is he?" Now I'm a malach. I'm like the Sanzerov. I'm a malach. I serve the Rebbe. I dance. I kula mahum, kula gururim, kula giborim, kula oisav eim of yirav, v'chayz v'fan hakosh barash godem snasim v'masarof v'limalsam shab kavoyim v'koyzus v'brokim. We have. Who's this anish? Who's this Adam? This Adam is such a plain Adam. So plain Adam. Even someone is not a tzaddik, the pnimis is a tzaddik. When a poshut yid says lahadlik nerchanim, a poshut yid, there's such a kedusha. He himself doesn't understand this kedusha, but there's such a kedusha that's much higher than a malach. It's a pnimistic kedusha. It's a kedusha pnimi that's much higher than a malach. A malach comes down to this world. He, the Baruch Hu, took the malachim that criticized Adam, that earned maskim on Adam, brought them down to this world. They became the biggest rishon. Because when a malach comes down to this world, he doesn't see a curse. A malach can't have that amunah that a person has. that connection to Rebbe Hashem, which is called Amunah, which is higher than Seichel. This is a certain ingredient of a neshama. It's any which a neshama has. A neshama doesn't get so much impressed by the choshech like a malach. A malach sees choshech. He sees choshech. He's completely in the darkness. Adam is sort of a nivra. He's a sort of creation that choshech. Even a big tzaddik is, of course, come choshech leyachshech memeka alayelik hayem yor. But even if he's not such a big tzaddik, he also doesn't get so much taken away by the choshech. He also could understand that the choshech is not so real. It's like the snow that the sun is going to come. It's going to melt. It's like the night when as soon as you bring a little air, it's not there even. Adam is a pnimi. He's a pnimi, and that's the madrig that he has over a malach. Of course, the tzaddik lives in that oilam pnimi. He's completely in this oilam pnimi. So the malach came to Yaakov and said, "Shalcheni ki ola shacha." He has money, loy mashir. Okay, my zman to say shir. The definition of shira in ruchnis, avoided. What does it mean shir? Shir is a certain expression of simcha. Express your happiness. The real definition of shir means the feeling that you have when you go out of from a choshech to a. When you go out from a choshech to a ur, when the choshech changes over and becomes ur, then the feeling brings out, is expressed to a shir. You see in the creation, the mesherim, the balei shir, the singers of creation are the birds. The birds are the singers of the creation. And tzipper, the Ramban says, is called lashon tzafer, the morning. Because the tzipperim, the birds sing in the morning. They sing in the morning of the year. The morning of the year is the spring. The spring is called the morning of the annual morning. Because the nights, the big nights of the winter, when everything is so confined inside, you can't go out. Cold nights. It's yimoyisak shamam, rain means it's dark, cloudy, rainy. Big nights, when that goes away, starts, spring comes, so the tzipperim sing, the birds sing. Because singing means you go out from the choshech to the ur. When you change over from a choshech to ur, it brings out a shira, which is the shira of the bria. And this is what the Malach said to Yaakov, Shalcheni, Ka'ola Ashrocha, I'm the Choshech, I'm the biggest Choshech, I'm the Tsar of Esav. He gives money, Loi Mashir. I say Shir, you changed me over. You transformed me, you made me for Baal Tshuva. You changed me over from Choshech to I'm masking to the Adam. I never knew who the Adam was. You overcame me. You conquered me. I'm masking to you. I'm saying you're Kisirisa Melekim Velanash Batucha. I understand what Adam is. Adam is bigger than a Malach. You could conquer the Malachim too. So I became illuminated by the light of the Adam. He gives money. Came my zman to say shir. He all ashocha. The darkness vanished. There's no more darkness. I too could say shir. You say it always by the davening. Neisoskos masber that this Indian does neshama does oilam. Oilam is called the external world, and neshama is called the eternal, the internal, the other. Neshama Oilam is Mati Yisrael, because Yisrael is the Neshama and brings out the Neshama to the Oilam too. So we say it by davening, we say, Adoin on the floor is Rebbein, Adoin Kol HaNeshamas, we say, Adoin on the floor is, what's the next word? Rebbein Kol HaMansa? Rebbein Kol HaMansa? Adoin Kol HaNeshama? No. What's the Doing on the floor, huh? Yeah. Same, sir. said every day. Okay, like those, Adoin and Floyd. Oh, first you say, it's a different nusach, I think, no? It's Ashkenaz, no? That's far. Barakal and Shomas, Rebbein Kol Amasim, Abaycha B'Shir Zimra, Melech Yachid Keil Chai Olam. So the Bish is the Barakal and Shomas. But Abaycha B'Shir Zimra, he wanted Shir Zimra. And Shir comes from the Olamas, from the external world that comes connected to the Neshamas. Abaycha B'Shir Zimra, Melech Yachid, you're the Melech Yachid Keil Chai Olam. You're the chai of the oilemus. Oilemus lash in hell, concealment. The Chazal say in the Talmud Chacham, Al kein halomis ha'arvicha, for the malach ha'mavis ha'vei. Al-mavis, halomis means the malach ha'mavis is also ha'vei. He also has a habit of the Talmud Chacham. You're the chai of lamam, because you're the boicha b'shir zimri. You choose the shir that comes out, that feeling, that deep simcha, and the rebellion that comes out from the oilam is that when the oilam is out, become connected to the neshamas. This is the meaning of the whole nice of Chanukah. This Chanukah is the Yivanim. The Yivanim are the external Adam. The biggest madrega you could say of the external Adam is Yom. They use the Seichel, they use mind. Mind is a very sort of all Gashmis, the mind is the most precious, the most respectable part of the Adam. Is the mind. The Klipa of Yavim, the Choshech, which Chazal say Yavim is a Choshech, Choshech is a Yavim, because they didn't have respect for the senses of the Neshama. They rejected it. They didn't want to be mekabel from the Adam, the Kedusha, from a Neshama. That's called Chutzpah. Chutzpah means that someone who is not impressed and he argues, doesn't respect, in the right respect, something that's ruchnius. Let's say, what would I call him a chutzpah? Someone's going to come to derision him and say, he's not a tzaddik, what is a tzaddik? My rabbi, the son's rabbi, is a tzaddik, you know, you can see, why is he a tzaddik? Prove it to me that he's a tzaddik, prove it to me. He's a mechutzif. He's a chitzoni. That's called a mechutzif. He's a chitzoni. He doesn't have respect that something that's not tangible by the oil of Magashma. That's called a mechutzif. The Yivanim came into the Heichel. They came into the Heichel. Tumikal Hashmanim Shebehechel. They wanted the Beis HaMikdash to be a nice chitzoniistic edifice, temple, which is very nice, chitzoniistic, everything is, you know, just right, just... But the neshama of the Beis HaMikdash, the neshama of the Kahanim of Edosam, they wanted to say, you know, a nice temple, Pashto, nice temple, everything is so orderly, nice, and you know, everything just right, just... I was once in a shul. I happened to be in a shul. The whole story that was Shabbos Chazayin, and I didn't know that my shul was going to daven early, that Shabbos Chazayin. So I missed the minyan Shabbos, so I went to a different shul. After the whole thing, that I came out with such a statement. I said, that shul is a perfect shul. The Rav Darshan's halachi, Darshan's this. There's a nice balkara, predictive, it says everything. It's about tefillah. It's everything a perfect shul, but the only thing is they don't daven. It's a perfect shul, but they don't daven. That's all. I didn't hear a davening there. I had no davening. It was cold like ice, and even people talked to him a little davening, this and that. You didn't hear a davening. You can have a perfect Beis HaMikdash, but it's not a Beis HaMikdash. It's not the Kodesh. They were mechal every Kodesh. So here the Rebbein Shlomo gave us this light of Chanukah. The Bush empowered the Kahanim to bring out and reveal this Aragonis, to show everyone what does it mean, Abis HaMikdash. In the Neir Chanukah, we have the Kedusha of Neshama, the Kedusha of Chelik Lekai Mamal, Amach Kulam Tzadikim Loilim Yeshi Eretz. Every Yid is a Tzadik. The Bush was going as the Aragonis to Tzadikim. The Kash is, how do we have the Aragonis on Chanukah? It was going as to Tzadikim. The Bush was only going as to Tzadikim. So the Teretz is that on Chanukah it becomes Nizgala Amach Kulam Tzadikim. The Chelik HaTzadik, which is in every Neshama, becomes Nizgala, becomes revealed in the Neiris Chanukah. And this is the Tzadik that Zoichet in Neiris Chanukah. And the Bereshim brings out this Neiris Chanukah to the outside. Bring it like the whole avoid of the Adam. The Adam has to bring the Ara Pnimi into the outside. Bring it into in Bechut. Even the chetzainim, even the darkness of Eilam Hazeh, the light of Tev Zerich should be illuminated, should be changed over by the light of Chanukah. The Yevanim come into the inside, they come into the Beis HaMikdash, come in our domain, and they're mitama kol hashmanim shebehechel, that empowers the Kedusha to do the same thing, to be noikil, to do the same thing and opposite, go into their domain, go into their world, and illuminate, and make it light with the Ner of Chanukah, the Eir Shel Melech HaMashiach, Shizgala v'meher v'meinu. Amen.
Time for another place to open one, man. Who brought the office?